Okay. Welcome to podcast season three.
Season three.
Episode five.
Yes. We are actually getting to one episode a month, which is actually kind of cool.
Today is May 2nd.
It is.
Look at us. Our goal is two a month, but you know.
They do two a month and we're getting one a month. So what do you know?
We are on the road as usual when we film these. So apologize for background noise.
It's kind of like ASMR podcast.
It'll lull you to sleep.
Yes.
As we're on a bumpy road.
So today, what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about jealousy in the lifestyle. I think we've done a podcast on talking about jealousy in the past, but we haven't done one in a long time, in a couple years, about jealousy. And I think redoing a lot of our old podcasts and talking about things that we have learned and how much we've grown in the lifestyle.
And everything changes and evolves,
yes,
too.
How much you do change from when you first get into it to where you are a couple years later. Thank you for checking out the Impulsive Duo podcast. Remember, our content is for 18 and over. Make sure to hit that like and subscribe button. And it's okay for things to evolve and, you know, where you're in, you find out where your insecurities lie and all of that. So yeah we're going to talk about jealousy.
Yeah. So how has jealousy changed for you in the lifestyle so far?
So I think I am a lot less jealous when it comes to like a play situation. You know, like seeing you with somebody, things like that. I think you kind of learn, you know, what you do and don't like. And so I feel like I'm a lot less jealous, but there's also, I don't know how to describe it. Like maybe I think now, especially with what we do and stuff like that, like now, and now that we're in the lifestyle more, like, you know, you get more attention lifestyle wise now.
Right.
And so that can even spark more jealousy. So I'm less jealous, but there are things that still can spark my jealousy very easily.
No. So what I've learned is the same as that of the things almost in the very beginning that didn't make me jealous. There are things now that do kind of like just like a little bit in my gut. You know what I mean? And it's not even, is it like jealousy per se where I want to look at you and be like, you know what, this is really making me jealous and you need to change, you know, none of that. But there are things that I notice that I'll like catch myself going, am I feeling this way because I'm jealous right now? I have noticed that, like the attention thing. So as our relationship has grown tremendously, it's like what used to like really freak me out doesn't anymore. And like I wasn't sure how I would react first, like the first time seeing you with a guy or whatever like that. And now like when we're playing and like if you're not having a fun time over there, I'm like, oh damn it, like I want you to like have a good time.
Yeah, like, now you're like, oh, you like feel bad. Yeah, instead of being jealous, you're like, oh, she doesn't look like she's enjoying
herself. No, it does. And like when
you're
you
like,
do
she needs it better, god damn it.
Yeah. And like when you
she
do
doesn't like it like that.
Yes. And when you do have a fun time, then it's, I'm looking at you and we're both like, dude, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's totally true.
It is, isn't it? And like,
instead of being like, I don't want her to have a good time because I don't want her to leave me.
Yeah.
You're like, god damn it, I feel bad. She's having a terrible time.
Yeah, or even when it's like you with another woman and I notice that you're like kind of like struggling because it's just, it's not as much fun even maybe for you per se, or they're not really into it as much as you are. And I know you well enough now and I'm just like, dang it. Like, I want you to have fun. Like, that's why we're doing this, is for fun.
That's funny. I didn't even really think about that. That's so true.
Yeah.
Like before, I'd been like, oh, is he pleasing her? Why is he spending so much time with her over there? More time than with me? Or like, not that you really did that, but you know, like those thoughts would go through my head, or like, oh, he's getting her off. What's he doing to her? That now I'm like, fuck yeah. And now I'll just sit and fucking watch and enjoy it.
No.
Like, get her off. Please, sir. Please. I love to see that. That's so true. It's so true.
Yeah. Like I remember like one of the first times that we had played, like I wasn't jealous, but I remember like going, man, this kind of sucks, where I didn't think like her oral skills much amounted to yours. And I'm like,
duh, because I'm the best.
And I'm just kind of like, man, this sucks. Like I'm getting the short end of the stick and I'm not enjoying this. And now I'm just like, hey, are you having fun? Like if you're having fun, I'm having fun. It's not as serious anymore. You know what
I
mean?
No, it's definitely not as serious. It's not like as, yes, no, I do definitely feel that. But no, you were saying, what makes you jealous now?
You know, it's that I get into my head in a different way now of like, you know, of me wanting just, it's so weird, like, attention sometimes, like, outside of the bedroom, per se, of, like, I want to cuddle sometimes, and then I'm, like, not the best at sharing it. Yeah, with you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, sharing it with you, and, like, you know, and so then I'll be, like, I'm just kind of, I get jealous, I guess, of your time sometimes, of where I'm, like, I want some quality time just to sit and cuddle with you. Not that you're sitting cuddling with anybody.
Yeah, where am I
But
at?
It's, like, this different, like, where you're, like, attention thing, like, and I totally get
but
it.
But why don't you tell me you want my attention?
No, and I do. Like that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying, it's hard for me to explain this.
No, I know, I get it. But if you ever need attention, you just have to be like, babe, I just need you right now.
Yeah, I know. And we've talked about that even too. And so it's like,
yeah, because not necessarily mean that I don't want to give you attention. I might just be in a totally different mindset where I'm over here like scrolling TikTok or talking, you know, texting with somebody or doing something. And then it happens vice versa, where you're off in your own world, like, you know, working or working on something or doing, you know, doing something.
Or just mentally gone and staring at Neverland.
Yeah, I'm over here feeling extra needy and emotional today. Yeah, I get that.
I mean, I think that's really where I've watched it kind of, at least for me, shift a lot of, like, of those fleeting moments of neediness. Because we are also very, like, you're very much like a cat.
I am a cat.
And so it's not one of those things that I can necessarily just go up and, like, squeeze and hug on you because you'd be like, what are you doing?
Like, why are you touching
me? And, yeah, it's just – and then you have, like, those fleeting moments. And then we get, like, our fill of it and we're like, okay, I'm good. Now, bye.
Yeah.
And then I go back in my spot. But it is, like that's the only thing I ever see myself, like, kind of getting in a, like, talk to me. Tell me about your day or tell me about, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with sex anymore.
No,
so weird.
It is really weird. And I think, like, I still stand at, like, because people always ask us, what's about jealousy? That's, like, one of the probably number one questions we get. And I think we always tell people, like, our answer is always, like, okay, what's making you jealous? Like, what's sparking those feelings? Is it the, you know, seeing your partner or someone else? Is it the thinking you're going to get jealous? Is it when they're talking to somebody else? Did they say something, do something? Like, I have no problem seeing with Eric with somebody else. Like, I love it. It doesn't make me jealous. It turns me on. I have fun. I'm involved. All of that. But it would make me jealous if he was off talking to another girl and getting attention from another girl without me there.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that. And so it's like that, I can pinpoint where my jealousy, you know, over time kind of pinpoint, like if someone's flirting with him and that's fine. I mean, I'm like, yeah, you find my man hot, that's great. But I think if he, you know, returns it or I'm not involved, that's where it can spark my jealousy. And that's where those boundaries come in and like safeguarding your relationship to prevent the jealousy. And Eric also, or, you know, vice versa, but you have to be really, really good about protecting your relationship. Like, if I'm saying, this makes me jealous, Eric, and Eric can't be like, well, that's stupid. Like, you shouldn't be jealous. It's not true. You can't say that's not stupid. He needs to validate, or, you know, my feelings.
Yeah.
You need to validate your partner's feelings, even if you think it's dumb or you're like, that's dumb. You shouldn't be jealous over that. That's ridiculous. It's completely disrespectful. You need to validate those feelings and be like, I'm so sorry that makes you feel jealous. What can we do to help avoid that situation? And then instead of rubbing it in your partner's face like, ha ha, I'm making her jealous, you don't put yourself in that position.
Yes.
And we hear people all the time, like, my husband does this, my husband does that. That's disrespect. That's a blatant slap in the face. Eric would never put himself in a position to purposely try to make me jealous. And if he sees a situation like that arising, he will remove himself from that situation.
And
I will do the same.
Yeah, and same
like,
with
I
you.
Know when I'm getting a lot of attention. I naturally do get a lot more attention. And not because I'm better looking or anything like that. But first of all, because I'm a woman.
Women always get more attention.
Women will always get more attention for men and other women. Mm-hmm. I'm bisexual, so I have two playing fields.
Mm-hmm.
And I do most of our connecting, and I talk to all the women.
Yeah.
Like, that's just kind of how our dynamic works. So I know that I naturally just get lots more attention than Eric.
Which is fine. And that's the thing with somebody. Like, if you're really fiending and you need that much attention and you're jealous of your partner with attention in some aspects, maybe like find out why, because it's not healthy. Like, there shouldn't be, I don't think, much of an issue when it comes to that. Like, if it gets too much, you can talk to your partner, because I think that, like you said, there is a point where it could become like too much. But it's like, celebrate your partner, man.
Yeah, but I also, but and yes, and Eric is like, oh, that, you know, like, Eric is really good about, like, you know, cheering me on. But I also always make sure he's involved. I let him know who I'm talking to. If I'm sitting there chatting with someone, I always tell him who it is. Like, in bed, you know, if someone's snapping me. you know, especially if it's like any sort of like somebody we could play with, I'm sharing photos. I'm making sure the person I know that I'm talking to knows that I'm going to share either those photos or that Eric knows what he's saying. I always say like, oh, Eric said this. We get into a group chat together. I always make sure that they know and Eric knows that he's involved. I'm not hiding anything. He sees he can see anything that I'm talking about. And then also I notice if I'm sitting here like talking and Eric's just like kind of sitting there and I'm like, okay, I'm going to put my phone down. Like I could tell Eric's either needing some attention right now or I'm making sure I'm aware of his feelings and not just like off ignoring him or adding him obviously to group chats.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is
like, haha, I'm getting attention from women over here, and you're not.
Yeah, and that's, but that's the thing.
Do
is like,
I do that too?
No, like, you don't. Like, that's the thing, and that's why I don't get, like, in some of our groups and stuff that we're in, when I read some of the stuff that people are, like, doing to their partners, I'm like, do you even like the person you're with?
I know, I'm like, I could
like,
not
are you in love? Are you...
I couldn't even imagine some of these things that we hear in these Facebook groups and, like, on social media.
Oh, my God.
I could not even imagine doing that to you.
No, and that's the funniest thing is how many times have we looked at each other and go, okay, what... Could you imagine doing... And I'm like, no. No, like, I stop right there. I can't even role play this with you because I can't imagine actually doing that. Like
disrespecting,
yeah,
that kind of way.
It just it does. I can't comprehend it and make it make sense.
Yeah, no. And I mean, I and Eric knows that I like women and stuff, but I just think he's also so confident at this point in my relationship. Like, he knows I'm not gonna leave him, and I don't feel like I even would have that.
No
desire, the energy, anything. Like, I'm just so satisfied. And that's the other thing too. It's like we literally have the best of both worlds. We have the most healthy, you know, monogamous, normal relationship, but then sometimes we have some fun. So it's like we're just so both completely fulfilled that I don't feel, and if I feel unfulfilled, I mean, even yesterday
you even tell me like, hey, I want this, and it's like, okay, like, what do we have to do
like
to do this?
You know, Eric's found out his testosterone's been a little low and we haven't had as much, like,
we haven't fucked as much as we normally do.
Yeah,
like, we really haven't.
Like, we used to always have toys and, uh-huh, like, you know, like handcuffs. Like, we used to always kind of do that. And you know how life goes on and you get busy and, you know, like, just, you know, sometimes, like, after a little while, it's not as, like, it hasn't been as, like,
spontaneous.
Spicy lately. Yeah. And, like, not that we haven't been having sex and, like,
right,
it's fine. It's just, and so I was like, look, I'm really craving some, like, rough, like, sex, and not just like, hey, you know, sex before bed. I was like, I'm craving like some like rough sex, like pull my hair, like,
yeah,
I want to use, you know, toys.
I want toys, I want this,
you know, and like, I want to do this, like, I want to be treated like a whore. And he's like, okay. And I was like, I'm craving that right now. And like, and I was honest with him instead of being like resentful or, oh, like, do I need to go talk to somebody else? Like, what's wrong? You know, like, I was like, Eric, I'm craving this right now. I'm needing this. And then we had a conversation about it, what I'm wanting. And then, you know, he's like, hell yeah. And then we, you know, we have an open conversation about it. And then even if you want to include other people in things, it's like, hey, I really want to try this. I've been thinking about this a lot with like me, you, and another girl, or me, you, and another, you know, couple, like whatever.
Yeah.
And then trying to like fulfill those fantasies or like help your partner.
And I think that's the healthiest thing that you can do is to share and just talk about it. Cause it's like, cause together you can overcome it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you try and take it on by yourself, like even with that, it's like, okay, like, I love that type of sex too. I like that and enjoy it. And I know that you do too. Cause we're on the same page a lot. It's like, I like it in the afternoon. Can't be before bed.
We have
just been horrible about before
anything after 10 PM. We're like, nope. I mean, it can be like a quickie or like some but like, you're not getting out all the toys.
No.
And, I think that's because we're getting old.
Maybe it's because we're getting old. But like afternoon fun, it's just a little different. You know that
nobody's
home.
Well, and we have the ability to do that.
And,
no one's home.
And that is the thing too, that changes it, I think, for us too, a little bit, that we've had to, like, again, this is where I think it all comes down to like so much communication to not be jealous and no jealousy. Is we're not like a normal couple where we both work together, so we're around each other nonstop. So it's not like, you know, we come home and you're flirting all day, and then you get home and you're like, yeah, and rip your clothes off, and it's like, okay, well, I've seen you all day long, from when we woke up to get coffee to the gym to what are we doing and what are we working on, like through the whole day. So there is none of that like
I missed
playful.
You all day. Yeah, there really isn't. We don't really have a ton of the playful banter. We do sometimes if like one of us has goes off, like you were subbing the other day and stuff like that. We'll have a little bit of playful banter. Or like we try to separate ourselves at work. Like Eric will be upstairs, or I'll be, you know, vice versa, or he'll have meetings or whatever. So we try, but yeah, it's not like
you're sending spicy. Like yesterday when you sent me those pictures, I was just like, damn. And then I'm like, but then again, like, so it's been on my mind the whole time. Like, all I want to do is handcuff you up, and I know what toys I want to use. Like, I have all these scenarios and all this I want. And then all of a sudden it becomes, how do I make this happen? Because like last night, again, it's like, okay, it's going to be late, you know, life is happening. And now today life is happening. And I'm like, we will find time at some point today to do this.
Yeah, you have to just like make time for it.
And you do. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think that's sometimes like a downfall. And it was for me thinking less of myself of like, oh, I have to schedule this, or we have to schedule this. That's not really that spicy.
It's not realistic when you are adults with kids and jobs and meetings and things to do, and not schedule like, hey, at 3:05.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we should do, you know, we should like consciously think about like, hey, this afternoon, I'm going to approach him about this. Or
exactly.
100%.
And that is the
thing. Well, what did our friends call it? About going before dinner.
Oh yeah, the before dinner sex.
He called it something.
Yeah.
So we basically, like, if you're going out on a date, like, let's be honest, like, there's been so many times where we've gone out on a date, and not necessarily with other people, but even just together. We go out, and you know, it's like 7 o'clock. You're there for a little while. You have a big meal. You know, you have appetizers and drinks. We always like to walk to the still and get ice cream. You know, maybe I've had a couple of glasses of wine. Mm-hmm. By the time you get home, it's like, you know, 11 or something. You're full. You don't feel sexy because you just stuffed your face. You're tired. All you want to do is kind of just veg. But you're like, oh, we should get all sexy and wild now. And our friends were like, God, I forgot what they called it.
Do it before you go out.
They're like, oh no, we have it like the pre-sex. Like you have sex before you go out.
Yeah.
You get it out of the way. It's super hot and spicy because you're not feeling all bloated. You have more energy. And then you're all refreshed and kind of like, that was fucking hot. And you can like, you know, talk about it during dinner. And you're all kind of turned on because you just had some great sex. And then you go home, you don't feel bad. And I was like, why the fuck don't we do that more?
No, and the one thing that I also noticed that even had changed that is from now to when I first met you, you do actually drink a lot less.
Oh, yeah.
Not that you drink a lot, you know, by any means or anything like that.
No, but like, I just don't drink so much anymore, yeah.
And so that also, I mean, I hate to say it, that does lead to not as much sex when you get home from those nights out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, me.
Because now you're self-conscious and now you're tired instead of like, oh, I just want to fuck.
Yeah, I'm not drunk or buzzed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, a drink or two makes you kind of sleepy, not like that. And so, yeah, I don't drink nearly as much as I used to. So if we go out, even friends on the weekends, I'm not... Yeah. I'm not like,
yeah. And it's funny. And this all relates, I think, back into jealousy, because the one thing that I think that we struggled with even in the beginning, because don't get me wrong, there are still scenarios and things that I put through my head. Like, and we do have like floating boundaries, like the whole kissing rule and stuff. But if I looked over and this guy is just passionately making love to you and just making out with you and you're making out with him. And I'm like, if I had to, That would not turn me on. I would be like,
You're like, no, dude, she doesn't want to make love to you. She wants you to smash her.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah.
I don't exactly. No, and that's the thing where the kissing thing comes in. Like, yeah, there's might be a kiss during sex, or like you might like kiss someone's neck, or like a kiss is like kissing is fine. I think that there's a difference between making love and smashing out with somebody. I don't need to make love to anybody. I'm not in this. I have a partner who I love to make love with. I'm in love with. I love kissing. I love that. And I, you know, I kiss women because I find it fun. And, you know, it's kind of like that fun little turn on. But I'm not, like, needing to do that with other men. So.
And that's the thing. It's like, I don't have that need to do it with other men.
Yeah, if
I
looked over and you're just, like, on top of some girl. Oh, it's with men. If I look over and you're just on top of some girl, like, kissing her and like holding, like you had your hand on the back of her. Oh my God.
Yeah. No, there are certain things.
Okay. Yeah. That just sparked some jealousy. Yeah. So Eric does this thing where like, if he's on top of me, he'll like slide his hand like behind my head.
Oh yeah. And I hold your head.
He'll literally hold my head and like kiss me and like, and then he'll hold my hip at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So imagine that head, hip. And then,
oh like, yeah, you looking over and I have some girl just like this.
Oh my God. Okay. See? Jealousy.
And so there are things that will still make us jealous, but it's also like,
but
it's so evolved and we know that.
Yeah. So that's the thing. We know that and we communicate that, And Eric knows that he would never do that because that's my thing. That's how he holds me. And mm-hmm. that's our thing. That is how, that is a special thing in our relationship. And so he would just never do that.
Yeah.
When we play with other people, it's more spicy and fun and hot and trying new positions or weird positions, or we're like giggling mm-hmm. or like, you know.
And that's our style of play. We like fun. And don't get me wrong, there are people in this lifestyle that want passion or whatever. Great.
Oh, yeah.
If we meet a couple and they're all about this passionate, just slow love, we're probably not going to do it. We're probably not going to have fun doing it if we do it, because we want to fuck. Want it to be fun.
So it reminds me of that one time we were at Whispers with during the ASN Awards, remember? And we were with a couple and we look over and they had like totally swapped husband and wives, and they're all just standing there making out.
Yeah.
No bedroom. Like they were just out in the middle and they're all just like making out.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it like got really awkward because we were just standing there and Eric and I were like, first of all, I think it's just weird when people just make out in front of other people.
Yeah.
Like a kiss your husband or whatever, like a quick kiss. And this was at a club, but still, I just think making out in front of people just feels weird to me.
Yes.
Like it feels very weird to me. Like I would just feel awkward no matter where I was. And even if it was just you. So regardless, they all just like kind of swap and they're just like making out with the opposite. Like, you know, he's making out with her wife, whatever. And this is fine because that is their dynamic and they were all enjoying themselves. But Eric and I had a conversation with that. I was like, do you like that? You want to do that? And he goes, no. Like, you know, like there was nothing about it that like kind of sparked this like.
Yeah. No.
You know, like Eric's like now, you know, like some couples like, you guys want to come to the bedroom and like it turns. I don't know. We're just more, I guess, a little bit like we want a little more like.
Fun.
Yeah. I don't know. So I was just.
What our idea of fun is, I guess.
Yeah. We had that conversation. Like after that, I was like, oh, and Eric's like, yeah, I don't know how I feel about just looking over. And if you're just standing there in like a crowd, like just passionately making out with some other guy, he was like, I just think that that might like hit me in the gut, like different than.
It would. It would hit me different because
even okay. like that. Those are like, valid feelings that Eric has.
And that's what, like, that's where I guess like a lot of the jealousy has changed and stuff. And like jealousy does change because like I have no fear of like bringing like, of talking to you about the stuff like that if it makes me jealous. I know that I can.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is. It's about just telling your partner of like, you know, even with you, I know, you know, because we all have our own issues too that we kind of assume sometimes we are making our partner jealous where you're really not. Like the last time we played with, you know, a girl by ourselves. Here, I'm just for once thinking it's fun just to sit back and watch you make an out.
I feel bad again because I make more connections or I get more attention. Eric knows I like women. So like we finally, you know, he knows I've been wanting to play with this girl. He knew how I feel about this like girl. And I've been wanting to play with her for a long time with leg licking girl.
Uh-huh.
And so we finally, we're there. Finally, it's happening. Uh-huh. And like her and I start kind of going at it on the couch and Eric's just like standing there, like kind of watching, and which I know he doesn't mind, but I just like, after a while I feel bad. I'm like, I'm over here like doing this and he's just like
watching.
And I get this kind of like in the pit of my stomach, I'm like, oh shoot. Like I need to make sure he knows he's included. Like we're not trying to not include him. But, like, he knows I want to do this. And then after a little while, because I did say something. I said, do you want to...
Are you going to come over here?
I said, you can come sit over here, like, on the couch. And you were like, no.
I don't know.
Have at it. Yeah. And then, finally, like, I could tell the tone of his voice and everything that he was, like, comfortable just watching me. Uh-huh. And then I relaxed. And I was like, okay. I'm going to enjoy this because I want to enjoy this. I've wanted to do this. I know that he doesn't care. And yeah, so it's like reassuring your partner because then you do. I don't want to make him jealous. I don't want to like cause any like resentment.
Yeah, no. And like you.
Are you a female 18 and over interested in the lifestyle? Make sure to check out Unicorn Landing at unicornlanding.com or download the app in your app store today.
I don't think you ever really would unless you like did something blatantly that you knew like pissed me off. But because then it's even like you just kind of come in and, yeah, I don't know. I think our communication just is on a really good level. And also where we're at relationship-wise is, I think, on a really good level. I don't think you get jealous if your relationship is really healthy.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a lot of stuff that you're struggling with, like, relationship-wise, especially, like, unsaid stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think that's really where you start to struggle, you know, with jealousy more than anything else, too.
Well, and, like, we also go through periods, you know, like, I gained some weight after the holidays, after I had COVID, like, I just wasn't feeling, like, my best the last, you know, couple months, and then you struggled with it, too, mm-hmm. when you quit nicotine, and, mm-hmm. like, you were struggling with a little bit of weight gain, and so it's, like, even if I'm, you know, in the mood to go play and be wild and all of that, but your partner is kind of struggling with a little bit of body image issues, don't go going and flirting with other people in front of your partner. Don't be like showing them, you know, like
yeah.
You kind of have to take a step back from that, because all of a sudden I'm feeling gross and fat. And if Eric was like, what about this couple or this girl with a bunch of like skinny girls? I just was having a moment. I might break down. And yeah. I'm not saying like, I don't play with girls that are skinnier yeah. than me, but like, so if your partner's having a rough couple weeks or a rough week, like
yeah.
the lifestyle should not be your priority. It should be like helping your partner through that rough time. And
then it just builds yeah. so much of a stronger relationship that there isn't the jealousy. Because I think that's what always kind of like creeps in with so many more people, like with jealousy than anything else, is more of that, like the insecurity side of it. And the, you know, I mean, again, even all these posts and stuff that we read, it's like, dude, your partner's struggling with something. Like, your relationship should be the priority. Of course your partner's jealous or your partner's pissed yeah. off. Like, I would be too.
Or like, there's parts of my body I'm insecure about, you know, like I'm tall. And so mm-hmm. I naturally am just like a bigger of a girl. I'm 5'11" than, you know, some of these cute little 5'2", like I just have a bigger body mm-hmm. just because I'm bigger. And, you know, I'm not in the best shape right now, or like, I don't have very big boobs or haven't had them done, or, you know, like little mm-hmm. things. And so it's like, you know, if Eric's over there, like, look at that girl's big old fake tits, or like, you know, like things that are like going to make me feel insecure. But then I've gotten to enough where I'm confident enough, like with my relationship and in the lifestyle, and it's built my confidence that I'm like, hell yeah, we get to make out. Like this girl that, you know, okay, let's say a hot girl finally, you know, we're gonna go play with a hot girl, and I think she's way hotter than me or out of my league. Well, she obviously wants to play with me. Yeah. I spent time getting to know her. So, okay, I have to have a little bit of confidence there. Like, she's obviously interested in me. So, and then, and my husband. And okay, so we get to have sex with a hot girl together. Like, go us.
Yeah. High five. No, but and it is really true. It is one of those that it's like, you know, you kind of forget, like, hey, if they're talking to me, they actually want me.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things. It's like, people always talk about body image issues, but I promise you, no one's going to keep talking to you and tell you they want to play with you and making, you know, dates with you, go out with you again, things like that, if they're really, really don't find you attractive.
Yeah.
Like, they're really not. Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean I want to play with everyone we've hung out with, but like in a play sense, like if I mention it, or there's flirty conversation, I'm not going to keep doing that if I don't find you attractive.
Yeah.
I'm just going to like say like, oh, hey, like we're, you know, either not interested, or kind of let the conversation die. Like, trust me, like they find you hot and they want to play with you guys. The couple wants to play, all of that. So,
yeah, it's so much of it is just, it's so much is just easy communication. And I think that's the thing
it can help with so many jealousy issues, is just being open and honest with your partner about those jealousy issues. And then also doing like some personal growth and thinking like, why am I jealous right now? Don't mm-hmm. just be like, I'm jealous, I'm angry. Okay, but okay, why?
Why?
Like, what in the situation are you anticipating that's going to make you angry, or did make you feel that way? And yeah. And then, yeah, just validating your partner's,
I think that's the hardest one, is like literally validating your partner, letting your partner share what's upset them,
yeah.
and not trying to cut them off and being like, well, you're overreacting.
Yes, never the overreacting. That's stupid. Yeah. You're overreacting. Yeah. You're being ridiculous. That's dumb. Like, that didn't even happen. That's not how it is.
Yeah.
You're making that up. Like, those are all just signs of extremely toxic behavior.
It really is, because it's like, okay, maybe that's not how it did happen, and maybe whatever, but it's how your partner perceived it happening.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing, is like, your partner, it should be like everything. And so no matter what, like, listen to them out and go, okay, well, you know, have an adult conversation with somebody you love, instead of just shutting them down, being like, well, you're dumb, you weren't paying attention, or you didn't. No. Like,
oh, we didn't share about our story, our TikTok.
What one?
The TikTok that everyone keeps asking what you said.
Oh, yeah.
So for anyone that follows us on TikTok, we made a TikTok a while ago that went kind of viral. We had been talking about our first experience. So
we can send everyone here. And jealousy.
So, and we can send everyone here now, because people keep asking. I couldn't say it on TikTok. So Eric and I, the first time we ever played with a girl together, we did end up filming a little bit, because we'd also had an OnlyFans at this point. Eric and I did. And then, well, Eric did, and then I joined it and all of that. So she had one, and we're like, oh, well, let's film a little bit too. So like, we played for a little while, and then we like filmed a little bit. And so just so we could both have a little bit of content. And, you know, you kind of put on a show when you're filming content because it's different than just like, you know, or you're hooking up with somebody, like you do say things a little bit more, just kind of like getting a little like into it.
Yeah.
And Eric says, and this is the first time,
It was the first time,
we ever played with a girl together. Uh-huh. And I mean, we were in a very different spot and it didn't like.
And we were very new in our relationship. We were together for like a couple months.
Yeah. And Eric says, I quote, what did you say? Fuck your pussy feels tight.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a fuck your pussy feels so tight. Something like that.
Okay.
And.
Okay. First of all, this girl was, you know, younger than us. And so, and no kids. So instantly my mind goes to, she has a smaller, tighter, hotter body than me. And, you know, like here I am two kids, you know, like I'm like, that's instantly where my insecurities go instantly. I'm like, is my pussy not tight and hot? Like instantly I'm just like, but I didn't, you know, I just kind of threw me off for the moment. And I was like, okay, just roll with it, Candace. It's fine. We were filming and it was fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's all fine.
And I was, no, and I wasn't like, I was just kind of like. And the other thing is, too, is Eric is a lot different with other people than he is with me. Eric's a little more passionate and, like, love-making to me. And, like, we, you know, we get a little dirty, but he's definitely a lot more, like, softer and more passionate. And then with other people, he gets a little more raunchy and, like, you know, a little more, like, sadistic side of him comes out. And so he said this, and I was like, okay, so did we talk about it on the way home, or I think I festered on it for a day or
two. You festered on it for a day or two.
Yeah, I festered on it for a day or two.
Because that's how you and I communicate. You and I communicate when we're jealous or we're struggling with something, we fester on it.
Not as much anymore.
No,
but we used to. We're much better now. Now I would have brought it up instantly, like when we were leaving.
Yeah.
But I festered on it for a little bit, and finally I said, I also didn't want him to think, because our relationship was kind of new. I was like, I don't want him to think I'm no fun, or I don't like that kind of stuff, or like, you know, that I'm all paranoid that he's going to be like, oh, you're no fun. Like, we're just having fun, Candace, relax.
Right.
And so I'm trying to be like the cool girlfriend, and like, oh, you know. And so I finally say something about it, and you react. You're like, oh my God, I didn't even think about it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know.
Oh, I felt bad. Like, yeah, that was like the last thing I wanted to do is do anything that would like upset you or
like,
hurt
you.
No,
it has nothing to do with that. Like, I just said it to like kind of for show.
Yeah.
And you're like, trust me, your pussy is fine.
Trust me, your pussy is perfect, and I love it.
So anyways, so we made this TikTok talking about it. So we couldn't really share what it was. But then we made another TikTok just recently, and we said, okay, that happened years ago. Now, right now, if we were making content with a cute girl and you said, fuck, your pussy's tight, how would I feel about it now?
Right.
I was like, oh, fuck, it would turn me on.
Oh, yeah. No, I...
And that's how jealousy and, like, things evolve and change in the lifestyle, is I'd be like, I think it was so fucking hot. And I'd be like, yeah, tell her how fucking tight her pussy is. I would just be sitting there and be like, watching, and be like, yeah, tell her.
Oh, yeah, tell her how that is. Yeah, no, and it does. That's how I think how it just evolves and changes so much over time. But it is funny to look back and go like, yeah,
yeah,
now.
Things that, yeah, made me jealous or made me insecure. Now I'm like, do it again.
Yeah.
But now I think he's so scared of ever saying anything like that again. He's like, because he's always been really careful what he says, because he knew how that like kind of like just hit weird.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's been really careful. But Hey,
at least it did change over time.
Yeah, now I think it was fucking hot. You can tell girls that all day. I don't care. I'll tell them with you. God. What's happened to me?
What has happened to you? Oh, my goodness.
All right. So, yes, communicate. Be open with your partner. Talk about things.
And watch yourself. Watch your relationship
protect
evolve.
Protect your relationship. And, yes.
Just know your relationship is the priority, too.
Yeah.
You know, your partner is.
The end.
The end.
Thank you for checking out the Impulsive Duo podcast. For more resources, check out theimpulsiveduo.com.